This week's Parsha, Parsha's Lech Lecha, we read about the war with the different kings. At the end of the war, the king of Jerusalem, Malki Tzedek, brings out Lechem V'Yayin. He brings out to give to the soldiers, he brings out bread and wine. Bread and wine, and those are considered the most important foods in Judaism. Bread is the establishment of a meal. When you eat bread, so then you don't have to make a motzi, you don't make brachas on the different food that you eat in the meal. When you have bread at the meal, so then what? Then you make a motzi, then you don't make a shahakol on the chicken later on, because it's part of the meal. And the drinks, when you have soda in the middle of the meal, you don't make another bracha because you made a motzi on the bread. However, if you drink wine in the middle of the meal, wine is considered so important that if you drink wine in the middle of the meal, you have to make a borei pri hagafen. When we have kiddush on Friday night, we already made a borei pri hagafen before, so if you drank from the wine before by kiddush, you won't have to make on the wine in the meal. But say on Purim, you're having a suda on Purim, and you make hamotzi, and then you have wine in the middle of the meal, of the suda of Purim, you make a borei pri hagafen, even though normally and drinks is part of the meal. But yayin, wine, has special chashivas, special importance. We do all the mitzvahs on wine, we get married with wine, we have different things with wine, so therefore it gets a bracha even in the middle of the meal. And these are the two ideas, the bread, that's chashiv, it gives establishment, and yayin is the happiness. I'd like to mention now, give Mazel Tov to the Gemazian Sarway families on the tremendous Simcha yesterday and the Shabbos of Nuri. And Nuri is a classmate of my son. He's a friend of my son, but I also consider him a friend of myself. And I wish him a lot of Mazel. You know, the Yayin, the Lechem of the Yayin. The Lechem is establishment. You wake up every day, you have a set schedule, you daven, you learn, whatever you do, you go to work. You have a set schedule. But together with the bread, you have to have wine. Whether you have it literally or not. But wine means that you have simcha in your life. You have happiness in your life. You're content with what you do. And then we know whenever there's simcha, then that's when God's presence comes. The Shekhinah, if you want to be a prophet, it's only if you're happy. If you have simcha. If no simcha, there's no Shekhinah. And I wish that the bar mitzvah boy, Bez Hashem, is a boy that established himself, and he has a simcha. It should continue throughout his life, and we wish everyone, Rafi, and all the Sarways and the Gemazians, should have a lot of nachas and simcha, and this is the beginning of the godless of Nuri, and should for many years to come, we should see a lot of bracha, a lot of nachas, and a lot of simcha. Amen.